The question was asked, why do we find sometimes that Hashem punishes, and Chazal tell us it's over something which we don't think the person is obligated to do, such as a ger converting. The assumption that a punishment is always to a person's detriment, I don't think is the way we see it in Chazal. I think there are many different types of punishments in Chazal. There isn't one. I think Chazal over here were discussing different hardships that a ger endures, and I think that Chazal expressed to us that there are many explanations for different phenomena that we see and experience in this world. And at the end of the day, after all the explanations, the Mishnah says, "Ein lanu biyadeinu." We don't have an interpretation that we could say we have a handle on Miyisurei HaTzadikim, why righteous people suffer. Meaning every answer or explanation that we give is going to be a patch. It's going to cover a certain amount, but it's not going to cover everything. So the explanations are there to give us certain perspectives on what's going on. But are they there to fully explain why? We're always going to come back to the basic question, God could do everything. So God could have made a world that had no suffering and accomplished everything that this world accomplishes. And any other answer limits God. So we don't know why God did a lot of things in the world He created. Why God chose to create suffering or evil or bad, etc. We have explanations, as we discussed last week. Those explanations, their starting point is at step B, not at step A. At step A of why did God create a world, or why did God create a world with these components, we don't have a good answer. We have excellent answers on another level. But at the basic level, we still have a question. That's what Chazal said. We don't have a complete handle. En lanu biyadeinu. We have answers, but they're not complete. They're not, or at least they don't sit completely well with us. So if Chazal tell us that when a convert has to contend with hardships after he's converted, and the reason behind it is Hashem is saying, why didn't you come sooner? I was waiting for you. So, number one, Chazal taught us a concept that Hashem is waiting for the convert. And that's number one. Number two, we have to ask ourselves, well, what does the punishment accomplish? What does the punishment ever accomplish? And over here, if the idea is the hardship, so it could be the hardships help them overcome whatever weakness it was that they had that detained them from coming. Could be. I'm saying we find Ve'elokim nisa et Avram. God afflicted Avram? God tested Avram? Or God uplifted Avram? So Rav Kook stresses nisa, that Hashem uplifted him. It's actually a concept in the Medrash. Natata lireyecha nes liit noses. You gave him a banner, a flag to wave high. So even when Avram Avinu has to deal with the challenge of Yitzchak, Chazal say, that was because of something Avram did. Either because he questioned Hashem, or because he gave away parts of the land of Israel to Avimelech in the peace treaty. There are different interpretations as to why Avram was given the test of binding his son Yitzchak. Yet Chazal also tell us it was through this that he grew. He became the great Avram Avinu through standing up to that test. So what's the reason behind the test? I don't know if there's only one reason. So if Chazal gave us an interpretation that when a person converts, Hashem says, the challenges you will have to undergo are because you should have come sooner. On the one hand, maybe Chazal are giving us a totally different perspective on a ger's challenges. Meaning a ger could look at his challenges and say, does God love me that He gave me these challenges? And Chazal gave us the exact opposite approach. That a ger doesn't have to kick himself and say, I'm dealing with these challenges because God must not like me so much because I'm a ger. Chazal said, look at it the other way around. God says, I love you so much, I was waiting for you, why didn't you come sooner? So Chazal gave the ger an angle to look at his challenges through a positive scope. Now you'll say, wait, then why does he need the challenges? And I'll say, maybe. What Chazal meant to say is this is how he can rectify these challenges, like Avraham Avinu was able to rebuild what he had destroyed by living up to the challenge of the binding. So maybe the ger also is given an opportunity to rebuild or establish whatever was detained through his detaining coming. But the major perspective is the perspective that Hashem allowed, that Chazal gave the ger, that as much as he's going to have to face challenges, he doesn't have a family or his parnasa, he set up his livelihood elsewhere, he might own real estate elsewhere, he has to deal with a whole new norm. Everything in life is changing. It's going to be hard. Chazal say it's hard because Hashem says, I want you here sooner. It's so easy for a ger to feel the exact opposite. It's so easy for a ger to think, if God really loved me, why am I having it so hard? Chazal said, no, don't think that. It's the other way around. It's because he loves you. He says you should have come sooner. I will add another point. Your assumption in the question was that a ger is doing something that they don't have to do when they convert. I don't know about that. It's true that a non-Jew doesn't have to convert. They have to keep the seven Noahide laws. Okay. But it's also true that we believe that every person that converts is doing two things. Their soul was already at Sinai. No one knows, right? Who was and who wasn't there. When a person converts, we know retroactively their soul was there. But if a person drops out of the gear program and says, I'm going to be a kosher Noahide, we say, good luck. We don't grab him and say, you know what you're doing? Your soul was at Sinai. We don't say that. We say, we don't know whose soul was there. If he finishes the process, then we say, okay, now we know your soul was there. But there's also an idea that we are given different potentials. Not every person is given the same potential. And if a person... Let's go to the scientific world for a second. If a person could find the cure for cancer, and instead they decide that they love basketball, so they're going to be an honest referee. Every basketball game, they're going to call the shots exactly right. Good for them. They're going to come to heaven, and they're going to shake him and say, you could have saved so many people in this world. And the guy is going to try to justify himself and say, you know how honest I was as a referee? And they're going to say, good, so there were good basketball games. You know what you could have done? We say that Hashem scattered sparks among the nations. Those sparks are the souls of the Geirim. The Geirim bring with them forces into the Jewish people that cannot come from within. They can only come from without. The strengths that a Geir brings when he converts, he's bringing light into the Jewish people that can only come from outside the Jewish people. We had a class on this in Rav Harlap. David HaMelech could not come from within. He could only come from Ruth. He could only come from the strength that was brought in through Ruth, who overcame her upbringing and said, I'm going to be the kindest person, even though she came from a people that were the antithesis of kindness. And from that could grow David HaMelech. So when Chazal tell us that a ger is taken to task, Hashem says, why didn't you come sooner? Well, I'm not sure that we view it as he had an option and good for him that he did it. From our perspective, for sure. But from Hashem's perspective, I'm not sure Hashem sees it that way. Maybe Hashem says, I gave you all this strength, I gave you all this potential. You have to realize your job in life. And if you delayed it by a certain number of years, well, you postponed a certain number of things or nixed a certain number of things. Now, a person can't work under that pressure. I'm saying it's like a person waking up in the morning and saying, I have to finish Shaz. So he grabs open a Gemara and he starts reading through the first page and the second page and the tenth page and he's leaping through it. And after he finished three tractates, he realizes he didn't understand anything. But I have to finish Shaz. I'm all uptight. I have to finish it 150 times. So he starts a second time and a third time. It sounds silly, but we do it. If we try to work under pressure, we make big mistakes. God doesn't expect of us to do what we can't do. And that's true in spiritual growth as well. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Trunia Imbriotav is a cardinal rule. Hashem does not have unfair claims on us. If I'm doing what I can, I'm great. No one has a claim against me. The idea that Chazal were expressing, we discussed earlier, is a very important perspective. It helps the ger deal with his hardships in a totally different light. It's not because Hashem hates me, it's because Hashem loves me. On the other hand, there is a certain responsibility there. And that responsibility, to my mind, is a beautiful thing. You know, I have a line that I say to people when they convert. And I don't know if they take me seriously. But I very often tell people after they converted that the Jewish people are wealthier now. And people might not realize how serious I am. I believe that the people who convert through Machon Meir are extraordinary. The program here is a very good program. I'm saying that even though I'm partial, but I'm saying it impartially. The program is a very good program. And so I think that when the people come out from here, then they're, like I said in the beginning, the Jewish people are really enriched with strengths that they didn't have before.